The following is a home program on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 26. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasa Thikari. Recorded on June 13th, 2014, in Glen Park, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yato yato nishchalati.
Yato nishchalati.
Manaschanchalam astaram. Tatas tato nayam yaitad. Atmanyeva visham nayet. Yato yato nishchalati.
Yato yato nishchalati.
Manaschanchalam astaram. Tatas tato nayam yaitad. Atmanyeva visham nayet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Purport. The nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady. But a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. One who controls the mind and therefore the senses as well is called Goswami or Swami, and one who is controlled by the mind is called Godas or the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesha, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Seeing Krishna with, or rather serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Badijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yajeshatarine.
So, when your mind gets off the track, you're in trouble. Just like a train, if it gets off the track, it's in trouble. They call it derailed. So our mind is meant to be on the track of Krishna. And if your mind is not fixed on Krishna, it is derailed. A derailed train means a serious accident. Many people are killed. Sometimes there's big explosions and fireballs into the sky. So don't have a derailed mind. You're courting the disaster if you let your mind become derailed. You have to keep your mind fixed on Krishna. The difficulty is at the present time our minds are derailed. We're thinking about everything except Krishna. We're thinking of money. We're thinking of family. We're thinking of how to enjoy our senses. Thinking how to facilitate the sense enjoyment of our family members. We're seriously derailed at the present moment. And that means we can't go anywhere. A train that's derailed can't make any progress. It's off the track. So the spiritual master, it comes to get our minds back on the track. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna to get our minds back on the track. Lord Chaitanya has come to give the Hare Krishna mantra to get our minds back on the track. So therefore we should take advantage of Guru, Scripture, and Hare Krishna mantra. To get our minds back on the track. Otherwise, you're not going anywhere in your life. Otherwise, you're stuck in the cycle of birth and death. Simply a puppet of karma. Would you like to be a puppet of karma? Sometimes a demigod. Sometimes a germ. Sometimes a prince. Sometimes a pauper. Sometimes a strong, healthy person. Sometimes a leper. Sometimes a man. Sometimes a woman. Sometimes an Indian. Sometimes Chinese. Sometimes American. Sometimes European. Sometimes a dog. Sometimes a cat. Sometimes a cactus. Do you want to stay in the cycle of birth and death? Being forced to undergo birth, death, old age and disease again and again? Do you like getting old? Do you like getting old? Do you like getting sick? Do you like the prospect of death? If your answer is no to these questions, you need to get back on the track. Because as long as you stay off the track by not being fixed in Krishna consciousness, you're going to continue to suffer birth, death, old age and disease through the 8,400,000 species. Now, get a train back on the track is not an easy thing. The cars are very heavy. It takes a big effort to get the car back on the track. So on your own, you will not be able to do it. You need a spiritual master to help you. You need the devotees of the Lord to help you. So if you will take shelter of the spiritual master, and you will take shelter of the devotees of the Lord, it becomes easy to get your mind back on the track. And then you can progress very nicely on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. But if you're too proud, if you're too puffed up, and you think, I don't need a guru, I don't need any devotees to help me, I can guarantee you this. You will not be successful in your spiritual life. You will not be. Because the first requirement for success in spiritual life is humility. If you're not humble, you're going to stay derailed. You may not like to hear this, but I have to tell you the truth. The doctor has to tell the truth. Whether it's pleasant or not, he has to tell the patient the true condition that he's in. So Prabhupada has told us, what is our condition right now? We're fallen in this material existence. And we have to take this medicine, Krishna consciousness. That will save us from our fallen position. So now I can ask if there's any questions. The soul being in the heart, what happens when a heart transplant is performed? There's one of two things that happen. If the heart transplant is successful, then the soul changes seats. That's all. The heart is a seat. So we'll take the example of Mr. Smith. He's having a heart transplant. Mr. Smith's heart is taken out and a new one is put in. Mr. Smith's soul stays right here, and they just switch the seats. That's when the heart transplant is successful. Mr. Smith sits in the air for a minute while they switch the seats. That's called a successful heart transplant. And when the heart's transplant is not successful, Mr. Smith just leaves the body altogether. That's called death. What happens to a person's consciousness when in a coma state? One can have so many within the coma, he can be conscious but not be conscious of his body. There was one of our members of our temple in San Diego, he was in a deep coma. And they thought he was going to die. He came very close to death. And in his coma, he saw the Yamadutas coming to take him away. But then in his coma, he remembered Krishna. And the Yamadutas left him alone. And then he came out of his coma and survived. Please tell us about Vaishnava dress. Vaishnava dress is conducive for our Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, the hippies joined Prabhupada in New York City, the girls were all wearing blue jeans. And Prabhupada said the girls should wear saris. He didn't tell the boys they had to wear dhotis. But one of the boys wanted to wear a dhoti to dress like Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada encouraged them and he taught the boys how to wear dhotis. He showed them how to put the dhotis on. And later on, one devotee said, we should all dress in Western dress. We shouldn't wear the dhotis and saris anymore because people can't relate to it. And Prabhupada didn't like that. Prabhupada liked this, wearing the dhotis and the saris. He was very pleased with that. So that's our Vaishnava dress, and we should maintain this standard in our movement. How to become humble, offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself. How to become free from anger and envy. Always think of the welfare of others. Please explain or comment on the last condition is death. The very feeble voice, Radharani is telling her girl companion, what shall I say? This Varaha separation from Gokulapati, the lord of my heart, is so acute. Vilasa Janma Jvara. This separation has caused a high temperature, more than 100 degree fever. Separation from Krishna is taken by the devotee as a condition worse than death. Therefore, the devotees always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So you'll never be separated from Krishna. What happens to the soul after death? That depends. If you're Krishna conscious, you go back to Godhead. And if you're sinful, you go to have a wonderful trial down in Yamaloka. The Yamadutas drag you off to meet with Yamaraj to see what kind of punishment you're going to get for your sins. Please explain why Treta Yuga comes before Dwarpa Yuga when in fact Dwarpa Yuga should come before Treta. Sometimes there are there's different cosmic arrangements, that's how it happens. What is the duty of an initiated person? To serve the order of the spiritual master is his life and soul. Yesterday, one friend won about 10,000 rupees with a bet of only 500 rupees on the World Cup football match. The temptation of gambling is so strong in Kali Yuga, but sometimes even devotees are tempted. Can this be prevented? Well, it's up to you whether you want to control yourself or not, Prabhu. If you think winning 10,000 rupees is worth throwing your spiritual life down the drain, then do it. Go to hell. That's all I can say.
Et si vous tentez de gagner sa qualité d'argent là,
If you think 10,000, you don't mind going to hell so you can win 10,000 rupees. It's not even that much money. I mean, 10,000 rupees is nothing. What is it, like $100 or something? How much is it in US dollars? It's nothing. It's just, it's practically pocket change, 10,000 rupees. Huh? How many dollars is it?
3,000.
Huh?
$300.
$300? Doesn't even buy a plane ticket. And you're willing to go to hell for... it's ridiculous. You're stupid. You're just stupid. That's all I can say. Very often we hear that the more we advance in Krishna consciousness, the more the influence of Maya attacks the devotee. That's not true. The more you're Krishna conscious, the more Maya attacks you? No, it's not true. The more you become Krishna conscious, the more Maya leaves you alone. What does it mean to have a taste for Krishna consciousness? What does it mean to have a taste for Krishna consciousness? It means you relish it like anything.
The Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada says purity is a force. Please explain. Prabhupada says purity is the force. Please explain. The more you become pure, the more you become powerful. It's confirmed in the Bible also. Jesus says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Is it any harm to attend other religious ceremonies like Durga Puja or Shiva something? Shiva Gita. Why do you want to waste your time? That's my question. A devotee wants to think of Krishna at every minute, absorb himself fully in Krishna at every minute, and you want to go off for Shiva and Durga, Puja and Gita. It doesn't make sense. It means you're not very attracted to Krishna. Some people believe that prayers need to be done just as a matter of duty and obligation and nothing more than that. What is your opinion? It's not my opinion. Krishna orders us to always pray for His mercy. It's the opinion of Krishna. Satatam kirtayanto mam. You should always chant my glories. So it's up to you whether you want to obey Krishna or disobey Krishna. If you want to obey Krishna, you become qualified to enter His transcendental abode at the time of death. If you don't want to obey Krishna, you remain in the material existence. It's your choice. Who is a guru? And how can you distinguish a bona fide guru from a bogus guru? This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Tasmad gurum prapadyesha digashu shreya utamam shabde pareta nishnatam brahmani ubhushamashrayam. Anyone who is serious about achieving real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is this. He has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation. And therefore he can convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. What is the best form of yoga practice for this age? Bhakti. Harinama, 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 eva kevalam. Kalo, nasteva, 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 gatir, anyata. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative for God realization in this age. Explain the position of Lord Shiva and Goddess Durga in relation to Krishna. We will hear now the version of the head of our Sampradaya, what he says about this, how he answers this question. We are in the Sampradaya from Lord Brahma. How does Lord Brahma explain the relationship of Durga and Shiva with Krishna? We will hear what he has to say. First, Durga. If I miss the verse, tell me. Shristi stati pralaya saddana shaktireka chayeva yasha vivanani vibharti Durga ichchanna rupam api yasha tatesa govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. The external potency Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga. The creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda. In accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. So it's confirmed by Lord Brahma that Durga Devi is a servant of Krishna.
What is the chit potency? She's the shadow of the chit potency.
Yes.
What is that chit potency?
The chit potency is one of Krishna's three potencies. There's Sat, Chit, and Ananda.
What is that?
Krishna has three potencies. Sat, Chit, Ananda. So Durga Devi is the shadow of the chit potency.
Could you explain the definition of chit potency?
Knowledge. Yeah.
Chit potency is connaissance, knowledge.
She's the shadow of Krishna's knowledge potency. Now, what does Brahmaji say about Shiva? Cheram yatad devi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahitata pitagasti heto yasham bhutam apitata samupaiti karyan govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Just as milk is transformed into yogurt by the action of acids, but the effect of yogurt is neither the same as nor different from its cause milk.
Le yogurt n'est pas différent et n'est pas pareil comme un yaourt. Je vais continuer.
So I adore the primeval Lord Govinda.
Je adore Bhagavan Krishna Govinda.
of whom the state of Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. So I'll put it a little more simply for you all. Can you make yogurt out of milk? Yes or no? No? Can you take milk and turn it into yogurt? Yes or no?
Yes.
Can you take yogurt and turn it into milk? No, you cannot. Okay. So Krishna is the milk and Shiva is the yogurt. When Krishna comes in contact with the material energy, that transformation is called Shiva. So he's an expansion of Krishna coming in contact with the material energy. And he's in charge of the work of destruction. So Shiva is a manifestation of Krishna. Just as yogurt is a manifestation of milk. But you can't get milk out of yogurt. You can't extract Krishna from Shiva. You can only extract Shiva from Krishna, you see. How beautiful is Lord Krishna? What can I say? He's inconceivably beautiful. Achincha beauty, inconceivable beauty. Is Mayapur Dham higher than Vrindavan Dham? It's an offense to think so because they are both equally situated. What is the benefit of worshipping Tulsi Devi? You achieve pure bhakti. Explain the four regulated principles and why they are the important. Why are they important in spiritual life? No illicit sex means you have to become a brahmachari. That means you only have sex for procreation. If you have sex for recreation, that's illicit. And you're breaking the regulated principles. You're contaminating yourself with bodily consciousness. The second principle, no meat eating. That includes fish and eggs. We can only eat foods which have been offered first to Krishna with love and devotion. And Krishna does not eat meat, fish or eggs. Therefore, if you eat meat, fish or eggs, you're eating sin. If I gave you a plate full of sin and I gave you a spoon and told you to eat, would you like to eat a plate full of sin? With some nice chutney? You see? Don't eat these things. They're nasty foods. No intoxication. No cigarettes. No heroin. No LSD. No opium. No amphetamines. No alcohol. No marijuana. No coffee and no tea. Do you think tea is Indian? An Indian tradition? You're an illusion. Tea is not Indian. It was imposed on India by the British to make more money off the stupid Indians, villagers. Nobody in India drank tea. Only the Britishers drank tea. But they were growing it in India. So they thought, how can we make more money off these dumb Indians? They opened free tea stalls in every village and got everybody hooked on tea, and then they started selling it to the Indians. So when you go to India and you hear chai, 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 you should think British, British, British. The Britishers duped the Indian people by addicting them to tea. They got rid of the Britishers, but they didn't get rid of the British influence. They're still drinking tea. That's a British influence. You don't need tea, you don't need coffee, you don't need any of these things. If you want to get intoxicated, I will give you an intoxication. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Forget the cup of tea, forget the cup of coffee, chant an extra round of japa, that's all you need. And no gambling, we already discussed.
What about television?
Television is a gamble. Because you're polluting your consciousness. Actually, Prabhupada even said sports also, frivolous sports, is considered gambling. In Malaysia, they were playing some sporting game against Prabhupada's instructions. And the temple president died of a heart attack in the middle of the sporting game. Prabhupada, we don't need these sporting games. If you want to do a sporting game, Sankirtan Yaga is the ultimate sport. Because what does sports mean? Who will control the ball? Our team or their team, isn't it? Whoever controls the ball, they win the game, isn't it? That's what sports means. Practically every sport, soccer, basketball, baseball, football, whoever controls the ball wins the game. So why play games which are for children when you're an adult? Just like little boys, they play a game called marbles. When I was a kid, we used to play with baseball cards. We'd have games we played with baseball cards, you see. But when you grow up, you give up these games that little children play, like marbles or baseball cards, you see. So when one actually grows up, they're not interested in baseball, football, soccer. These things are for children. They become interested in the ultimate sport, Sankirtan Yajna. That we're going to play ball today, Prabhus. Today we will play ball, and guess what the ball is? The Earth planet. Today we're going to play ball with the Earth planet. Right now the Asuras are controlling the Earth planet, and we're going to go out and we're going to capture that ball and bring it back to Prabhupada. By Harinam Sankirtan, by book distribution, and by Prasadam distribution, we're going to get that ball, the Earth, and bring it back to the Vedic culture. This is the ultimate sport. If you have a sporting mood, go out on Harinam Sankirtan. Go out on book distribution. Go door to door with Prabhupada's books. You see? This is the real sporting. Why should we offer food to poor Krishna before eating? Because if you don't do that, you're eating sin. Why no onions and garlic in our meals? Because they stink. Do you want to offer something stinky to Krishna? Some foul odor thing that stinks? That's not very nice to do, to Krishna offering some stinky foul thing. How to become a Hare Krishna? Chant Hare Krishna. What is the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna? Transcendental bliss. Why Krishna and not demigod worship? Why feed your belly? When you're hungry, why don't you just chew the food in your hand? Krishna is the belly. The demigods are the different bodily parts. Why would you want to feed your hand and neglect your belly? It doesn't make any sense. It is said that spiritual progress is automatically followed by material progress. Is material progress not detrimental to spiritual progress? Spiritual progress can definitely be used in Krishna's service. Material progress can be used in Krishna's service. Material progress. Prabhupada compares it to a lame man and a blind man. The blind man, he has very strong legs. He's spiritually blind, but materially he's very powerful, you see. And then there's the man who's who has good vision, but he's lame. He's spiritually powerful, but he's materially weak. So if you take the lame man and put him on the shoulders of a blind man, then the two of them can accomplish wonderful things together. So if you take the material advancement of the Western countries and you combine it with the spiritual wisdom of India, then you have a formula for making the whole world happy. Can you please give us a practical example how we can develop humility? Always think of the devotees as your prabhus or your masters. Why does Krishna make it so difficult for devotees who are struggling to propagate his glories, while those who are propagating all sinful activities seem to succeed so rapidly? For example, we see McDonald's coming up everywhere in a short span of time, while devotees are struggling to build a temple to the Lord. Those who are successful materially, like McDonald's, are burning off the reactions for their previous pious activities. They appear to be very successful now, In their next birth, they will be cows in the slaughterhouse.
Et dans l'autre naissance, ben, la bovine, vanne et vache dans un abattoir.
Devotees are struggling to establish temples in this world. Sometimes they're successful and sometimes they're not successful, but they keep struggling. Whether they are successful in establishing a temple or not successful in establishing a temple, in the next life they will be with Krishna. So would you rather be a cow in a slaughterhouse, or would you rather be with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan? It's your choice. So if you take your broadened perspective, you'll see the devotees are always successful and the non-devotees are always a failure. That you will see. While chanting my mala, my mind goes everywhere. Is it good to continue chanting like this? Keep chanting and try your very best.
Continue chanter, mais essayez-nous au maximum.
We say we must chant every day, but for me, I like to do kirtan everywhere, and that always seems to remain in my mind all the time. So he's thinking, I can't chant japa, I'll just do kirtan instead. Well, that's called namaparad, Prabhu. Because Prabhupada orders us to chant at least 16 rounds every day. You may be enjoying your kirtan, but Krishna is not. So what is the use of your enjoyment if Krishna is not happy with you? Better you struggle chanting japa and please Krishna. Because gradually you'll become expert at chanting japa if you keep practicing it. And then you relish it like anything. In the materialistic world, where hatred, dishonesty, malpractice, and corruption, etc., reign high, what's the place or significance of spirituality of Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is your ticket out of this nasty place. What good is it to be successful in the prison? It's better to get out of the prison. The Vaishnava scripture says Brahma comes from the navel of Lord Narayan. However, the Skanda Purana says Vishnu and Brahma come from the shoulders of Lord Shiva. If you had attended my Bhagavatam class this morning, you wouldn't have asked this question because I already answered it this morning. There are different Puranas for people at different levels. Just like in the study of math or arithmetic, the first grader is told, my dearest boy, 1 plus 1 equals 2. 2 plus 2 equals 4. 4 minus 1 equals 3. And you cannot subtract a number from a number. You can't subtract a number from a number which is larger than the number you're subtracting it from. In other words, you can't subtract 5 from 4. You can subtract 4 from 4. You can subtract 3 from 4. You can subtract 2 from 4. You can subtract 1 from 4. You can subtract 0 from 4. But you cannot subtract 5 from 4, students. It's against the rules of math.
5 divisé en 4. Ça lie contre la loi de maths. Ça compte beaucoup de maths, classe.
But as you move higher in mathematics, and become a little more comfortable with the thinking mathematically, the teacher will tell you, actually, students, you can do that. You can subtract 5 from 4, you get a negative 1. So you could, but they gave the rule of the lower level understanding to help them get started, you see. So in other Puranas, besides the Bhagavad Purana, there are different descriptions given to accommodate the neophyte mentality of people who are still materially attached. To help them connect and feel comfortable with a certain level of Vedic practice. So they can come to the Bhagavad Purana gradually, just like the student learns about negative numbers eventually. Jad Bharat was able to practice Krishna consciousness even in the body of a deer. How was this possible? Because he had human consciousness when he's in the body of a Jew. Don't think you can imitate him. If you become a deer, you will not have human consciousness in a Jew. So our questions have run out. And we thank you all very much for coming tonight for this program. We hope you will take it seriously, what we have explained to you tonight. I also wanted to thank you, my wife also, Vishnupriya Devi Dafi, and she's thanking you all for this wonderful week you've given us here, nicely hearing our lectures and serving us in many ways. We thank you all very much.
Maharaj, avec bon matin, Père et merci nous tous pour nous servir pendant cette semaine comme cela.
Tomorrow we are heading out for South Africa. The chair broke? Oh my goodness. So we're coming back and we'll see you all. We're coming back in December. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Sankarshan Das Adhikari Maharaj ki
jai.